97.9 FM, WCHL, and the UNC College of Journalism and Mass Communication presents Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus is dedicated to in-depth examinations of issues of overarching importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions to problems in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the UNC campus, here's your host, journalism professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, sports television and its impact on collegiate athletics. Our guest, John Skipper, president of ESPN, headquartered in Bristol, Connecticut. John, you're an English literature degree holder from UNC. I'm sure at some point in your life, someone asked you, what are you going to do with a degree in English literature?
Well, you know, the good news is a few people did ask me, but it did not include my parents. I'm a first-generation college graduate, and my parents had the foresight to allow me to pursue what I really cared about and loved, which was literature. And I would argue that it has served me quite well. An education from North Carolina, learning to read, write, think clearly, get exposed to arts and literature is an outstanding college education.
John, I want to talk to you. You've mentioned the need for ESPN to leverage its best strategic advantage, which you call the people and the culture of ESPN. I do want to talk about the culture a little bit. First, I want to talk about one of the people, also a fellow Tar Heel, Stuart mm-hmm. Scott. What has been the national and international reaction to the passing of Stuart Scott, and what sort of, you know, special plans do you guys have to continue to honor his legacy?
Well, we were sort of overwhelmed by the reaction to Stuart's passing and the sort of outpouring of affection and respect and admiration. The number of people who reached out to us and wanted to do something. We, of course, love Stuart. He was a part of our company. He was beloved. He was part of the energy and spirit. Clearly was an enormous influence at our company. I mean, really, when Stuart came onto our air and had that personality and was himself and injected some sort of hip-hop vernacular and culture into our air, it sort of changed a lot of things. It allowed us a little more freedom. I think it was very helpful to us as we tried to reach out to new audiences. And I think for a whole generation of black Americans who wanted to be in sports, I think Stuart, to some extent, showed them that you didn't have to compromise or acculturate yourself to sort of the old traditional sports casting model. So I think it was profound, and I think that is the reason we had so much outpouring and so much affection for Stuart. We miss him very much. He's a huge influence, and his courage was unbelievable. He really struggled for 7 years. He was sick and continued to work and to inspire everybody, and really was an extraordinary human being.
What sort of things, if any, does ESPN have in the works to continue to honor his legacy?
Well, look, the Stuart was very passionate about his fight against cancer, and he has wanted to do a number of things. We've established a new Stuart Scott Memorial Fund at the V Fund, which is our arm for fighting cancer. And what we intend to do is to establish grants to study cancers and to do research in those cancers which disproportionately affect different ethnicities, including African Americans. And we feel like that's an appropriate way to honor Stuart Scott. We had a lot of discussions about naming studios, you know, giving awards, and, you know, it really felt like we wanted to do something that honored Stuart and was appropriate relative to sort of his courage and what he cared about. We are also working with his sister Susan, who is establishing a fund in Stuart's honor to provide resources for African Americans who need guidance and help in finding doctors and hospitals and appropriate resources to deal with cancer. We expect to be supportive of that. You saw all of what we did on the air. We had a lovely memorial service up on the campus. So, and you know, the best way we can honor Stuart is, you know, how we sort of live our lives every day and represent him and represent his fight against cancer.
John, of course, Stuart was not a journalism major at UNC, but he was a UNC grad doing sports journalism. Mm-hmm. So, of course, after his passing, we were interested in knowing what did our students, what sort of influence did he have on them, on our recent grads? And, mm-hmm. you know, we sent out a note and asked for a lot of people to just tell us any interactions you had with Stuart Scott. And it was amazing to me that the common thread in every single one of them was when I met Stuart Scott at Late Night with Roy in, 2010 or whatever, he made me feel like the important person in the conversation.
Well, there's no question he had that effect on people. There's also no question that he loved himself some Tar Heels. When Stuart and I would see each other, it was very seldom that we didn't start the conversation by talking about, the women's basketball team or the field hockey championship, or of course most frequently the men's basketball team and the football team. It meant a lot to Stuart. It meant a lot to Stuart what the university did for him. And I tell you, it was a beautiful moment when we saw all those buttons on the students at the basketball game with Stu on it, and what Coach Williams and Bubba Cunningham and everybody did to honor Stuart. We noticed, and we were very proud and very appreciative of that. It was a beautiful evening.
He had a big effect on this campus, apparently on your campus there in mm-hmm. Bristol, and on just so many people that he came into contact with. I worked in Tampa when Stuart mm-hmm. worked in Orlando, and we had some dealings with each other. And even though I knew him somewhat, it was the level of respect that our students, our recent grads, had for him was truly, truly impressive. So we'll get ready for segment two here and talk about some other things related to ESPN and sports coverage when Sports Focus returns.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back to Sports Focus and our discussion with ESPN President John Skipper, himself a UNC grad, about sports television and its impact on collegiate athletics. John, we spent a good moment there talking about Stuart Scott and his memories. And let's move on to ESPN as a whole. Not only coverage of events, but ESPN has really become known, especially of late, for hard-hitting journalism outside mm-hmm. the lines, the very critically acclaimed 30 for 30 series. You have a new one, the 30 for 30, that's just about to air with Sonny Vaccaro, mm-hmm. who is a very outspoken critic of the NCAA and of the system of college athletics these days. Where do you fall on that continuum?
Well, of course, we're concerned about some of the things going on in college athletics, but we should remind ourselves that about 99% of everything that goes on in college athletics is really beyond controversy and overwhelmingly positive. And that is that includes all of the students who participate in wrestling and swimming and women's college basketball and field hockey and soccer. That all works beautifully. The issue really is around men's college basketball and men's football at probably not more than 60 or 70 universities in the country, where it has become a very large undertaking with lots of money associated with it. And we understand at ESPN that those events are very important to us, and we pay large rights fees to acquire the license to do those games, and it's created some. There has become some issues around the amount of money in the game and how that money is used, and where some players and some universities have not adhered to the long-standing contract, which is we as a university will provide you with a scholarship and an opportunity for a college education, which in the American culture has always been the ticket to success, and in return, we'll get our fans and alumni in the seats of our arenas and stadiums, and that's great for us, and we enjoy it. We enjoy the exposure, and if everybody sort of adhered to that bargain, there wouldn't be much wrong with college football and college basketball, but it's kind of inevitable that some people figure out ways to move around the system. There are manipulations and shortcuts and violations, and leads to a lot of discussion about what we're going to do about those things. But the path towards fixing those things is just determination and commitment. And as a proud graduate of the University of North Carolina, it feels to me like Chancellor Folt and Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham are committed for UNC to once again be beyond reproach and to do everything that is appropriate and everything that will make all of us as alums proud. And that's the same thing that needs to be done at the other big-time college football and college basketball schools in the country. There's no mystery to most of it. It's just a question of doing the right thing. And while we at ESPN are clearly in the culture, we're providing a lot of the finance. We feel like we want to be make sure that we're part of the discussion, part of the solution to these issues as well.
And John, that one of the you talked about that contract between players and universities, and either side can be guilty of breaking that contract, and that's been part of the controversy not only at UNC but elsewhere. Is you're promised a college education, and you know what? We didn't give you one.
Yeah, and look, as a graduate, I'm a very proud graduate, but we have to admit where we made some mistakes, and we did. And look, while there can be violations on both sides, it's the responsibility of the institutions and the adults and the administrators and the coaches to be the adults and the coaches in this. The kids, I think, it's hard to fault the kids in this. They most often are, I think the aggrieved, not the aggrievers. That does not mean that some people don't misbehave, some people don't do the wrong thing, but those are the peccadilloes of youth and immaturity. And the universities, and I think the people in charge, have to take the responsibility for making sure they do the right thing.
And part of the argument, John, along these lines is all this money that's generated, the universities get a good chunk of that money, the conferences mm-hmm. do, the coaches certainly do, but the players do not.
They do not, and I am a proponent of those athletes getting a full service scholarship, by which I mean they should be able to get enough money to do their laundry and buy pizza. You shouldn't hear these ridiculous stories. We also need common sense regulations. When you hear stories about parents not able to attend games, and we spend way too much time worrying about these sort of regulations around how many times coaches can call students, and not enough time thinking about how we get back to that original contract. And I don't think that contract's going to be about getting paid a salary. There is no good to turning major universities into minor leagues for the NBA and the NFL. They certainly don't want that. And I have yet to see. I realize, and I'm appreciative, and we in fact have some people on our air who feel that we should move in that direction, but I have never seen any plan that makes any sense for how you're going to administrate paying athletes. And I don't think we want to be outside of a system where we have swimmers who work very hard to hone what they do. We have field hockey players, and then there are these other folks getting paid a salary. I mean, I realize you're going to have differentials, and big time college athletics is what it is. But I don't think we should stray too far from the old, you know, scholar athlete. And it's going to require some discipline. And it's going to require, it may require, by the way, a little more leeway by fans and alums and boosters, that everybody can't be 12-0 in football and win national championships. When you add up all the records of all the teams, it has to equal 500. And it is shameful when coaches at universities with, you know, winning records in the 70% and 80% get fired. It just it's too much pressure from boosters and alums and everybody who thinks that everybody has to win. I would sacrifice as an alum a few wins and a few titles for being able to state categorically that we do things the right way. We want to win. And I've talked to Bubba before, who believes that University of North Carolina is one of the places where we can win and we can do things the right way. And clearly that's what we should do.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking with ESPN President John Skipper. John, in our previous segment, we were talking about the influence, the inevitable influence of big money on athletics, on life. ESPN pays an awful lot of money for rights fees and what have you, and still covers these institutions, these coaches, these players as journalists. Mm-hmm. Where that seems a difficult balance.
Well, it just requires a system to manage that, which we have, and that system is a separation between those people who do those deals and manage the scheduling and manage the relationships with the universities and conferences and leagues, and those people in our news division who cover those same leagues. And we do not have any issue separating those two, and as they say in Ghostbusters, the streams never cross. And while we are often, there's often a lot of discussion about the conflict, there are no instances of anybody changing a bit of film or a word in a story based upon somebody being worried about those relationships. We keep them completely separate. There is no question we have more relationships for more money at the same time that we have more sports journalists and do more enterprise and investigation than anybody else. The vast preponderance of enterprise done in sports journalism these days is done at ESPN. We have 400 to 500 journalists employed at our company. And I defy you to find any of them to tell you that they've been asked to pull up on a story in deference to any of our relationships.
And yet, there are a few critics. One who said it's a walking conflict of interest. The chancellor at LSU said we're headed toward two mega conferences, Fox and ESPN. What do you say to those critics?
To the first critic who said it's a walking contradiction, it's inaccurate. I would ask that critic, and I don't know who actually said that, I would ask that critic to give us an example of where it has affected our coverage. I have no issue. We are a big company. We deserve to be scrutinized, analyzed, criticized when appropriate. But criticizing us in the abstract for a contradiction with no evidence is an inappropriate activity and does not do honor to a journalist. As to there being two mega conferences, Fox and ESPN, it's similarly inaccurate, although I have respect for the chancellor of LSU. I've met a couple of times. Last time I checked, we compete with Yahoo Sports, NBC, CBS, the Big Ten Network, IMG, CAA, on and on and on. There are plenty of competitors in the sports arena. It does happen to be that we and Fox have leading positions in the sports area, but NBC happened to have the best position in hockey. We don't have a Super Bowl. There's lots of players, so I'd have to characterize both of those comments as provocative and ultimately inaccurate.
All right, John, we have about a minute left. The question, it seems, that comes down to every time you read one of these criticisms, the question, the overarching question is, does ESPN have a responsibility to help preserve the traditional values of college athletics?
Absolutely, and I would argue that we are the greatest buttress possible against that, and we honor them as well as anybody. To the critic who suggests we have a walking conflict, ask that person who would do all the investigation enterprise that we do if we didn't do it. So I do think we have a responsibility. And again, while I'm bristling a tiny bit because I'm proud of our company and the people I represent, we understand our obligation and we believe that we honor and respect it.
As we would expect from a UNC alum, well put. John, thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Joe. I've enjoyed being with you.
That does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest, John Skipper. Thanks also to engineer Gary Kirk. And as always, thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall of the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a production of UNC's College of Journalism and Mass Communication.